Ramsey TV.
Now, Martin Zunder here. No, I haven't even bothered to change from my evening run. I just got back kind of like now or never, so I'm a little, you know, sweaty and whatnot because it's always warm down here. I want to make a correction. Caused quite a stir when I talked about that guy, one of the crazy people with a mask on, you know, going fast on the bicycle. And they're going fast running and they're in their cars by themselves. I guess, you know, some people want to justify that and says, well, that's pretty wise and cautious. I'm going to get to cautious in a little bit. But anyway, I said that, you know, that it was a terrible thing. I admitted it was terrible. I said, I hope that guy dies, you know, from his own carbon dioxide, from breathing his own carbon dioxide. It would serve him right. Then I said, no, God, please. I modified it. I felt bad. Well, somebody pointed out, and it's very well maybe true, that you cannot die from your own carbon dioxide, from breathing your own carbon dioxide. I didn't look it up. I said, okay, you know, besides, there's no doubt you can get sick, I would think, but I didn't say that it was possible medically for the guy that I saw to die from his own carbon dioxide poisoning. I said that I hope he did, that I wanted him to. I didn't say it was medically possible. It was just my wish. But of course, then I modified the whole thing and I said, no, I said, I want him to live until Easter so we can spend Easter with his family. But I misspoke there too, because I said, I want him to at least live until Easter. But what I meant to say was, at most, I wanted him to live to Easter. So, you know, if you're going to be cautious, if you're going to be, you know, very, very careful and very if you want to save the world, you know, if you want to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony, you know, apple doves and turtle doves and pure white harmony, whatever you want to do, then wear two masks. I do see people wear two masks. Yeah, these people are noble. They really care about their fellow man. And I see some people wearing two masks and the plastic shield. These are our true heroes. These are our true heroes because nobody cares more. And then I see, I'm not kidding you, at the Winn-Dixie, I saw there's a guy comes in all the time. He's got those big side things, you know. Those big side things coming out, you know, like he's clearing out a nuclear waste facility. Whatever, this guy, not only saving himself, but he's saving his fellow man. Yes, and I do have another rant, you know, it's called out of an overabundance of caution. You get on an airplane, and they say out of an overabundance of caution. Well, first of all, this is life on planet Earth during Eon 3. You know, an overabundance of caution, why are we even getting out of our house if we're exercising overabundance of caution? But this is what they say. You're on a plane. Out of an overabundance of caution, we want everyone to wear their mask over their mouth and their nose. Breathe deeply of the recycled jet interior air and your own carbon dioxide for 5 hours. What could go wrong? And you are allowed to eat, but out of an overabundance of caution, don't eat. Eat quick. Stuff it down. I don't care if you have acid reflux or whatever. Just stuff it down as quickly as possible so you can get your mask back on. You know, why doesn't the pilot just come on and say,
ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking out of an overabundance of caution. We are not even going to take off. We're going to taxi down the runway. If you look to your left and to your right, you see these jet engines. If even one of these turbines, fan blades on these GE engines has a hairline crack, we're going to get to Kansas City the hard way, if you know what I mean. So out of an overabundance of caution, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to drive to Kansas City. We will be taxiing to the end of the runway. We'll be making a left turn onto Interstate 75, and we should have you in Kansas City by this time Thursday. out of an overabundance of caution.
Oh. What if Orville Wright? What if the Wright brothers?
Out of an overabundance of caution, we're here at Kitty Hawk, but it's really windy, and it's too windy, and our airplane's kind of light, so out of an overabundance of caution, we're going to go home and get back into the bicycle business, and we're gonna make sure we don't go very fast on the bicycle, because you might fall down, go boom.
Thanks, Orville. You know, out of an overabundance of caution, why don't you people stay home and let the rest of us roll the dice. Let the rest of us roll the dice. Woohoo! We're gonna roll the dice and go outside without a mask. Let us live wild and crazy lives. If you wanna be protected, you wear a mask. Wear two. Wear a plastic shield. Wear bubble wrap. Wear a hazmat suit. Whatever you have to do. Just leave me alone. Don't require me to do it. I like to breathe. It's a habit of mine. Out of an overabundance of caution, I'd like to keep that goddamn mask off of my face. Out of an overabundance of caution. Yeah. Anyway, I got that out of the way. Now, I'm going to tell you a story, a true story. I used to live in Colorado. And right near, well, I lived in Colorado Springs. Yeah, and near there is a little tourist town called Manitou Springs. And Manitou Springs features this thing called the Incline. It used to be an incline railroad. I'm going to show you a picture. Here's a picture here of the thing when it was a railroad. But now it is a crazy thing that people walk up. I mean, here, this is a picture of the thing. This is a picture of the Manitou Incline over here. This is the Manitou Incline. Yeah, that little white. That little white line going up there, that's the path. It's really old railroad ties. That it's almost vertical. I mean, here's, you can see compared to like the Washington Monument, the Empire State Building, this thing, the rate of climb is just crazy. And you're standing at the base of this thing and you're looking up and you're going, what the hell am I doing here? I mean, I'm in good shape. This is not even a mile. It's like 0.8 something miles. And my best time up to the thing was 34 minutes. 34 minutes for less than a mile. It's just a complete struggle. But you keep coming back. You don't know why. There's just something about the challenge of it. I mean, it's just ridiculous. So one day, my wife and I are on the incline for the 25th time for some reason. It's a fatal attraction or something. Speaking of the incline now, and I hear something behind me, and I look down a few steps, and here comes a guy running up the incline. And I said out loud, it was just instinctive, I said, here comes a freak. I said, here comes a freak. Little did I know how right that was. So the guy runs past us on the incline. And my wife says, hey, Matt. And the guy goes, hey. And then, like a gazelle, the guy is, I just followed him up the thing. I think he's going to slow down. No, he gets smaller and smaller and smaller, turns in a little dot. He's still running. I said, who is that guy? You seem to know that guy. Who is he? She goes, yeah, that's Matt Carpenter. I said, Matt Carpenter? Who's Matt Carpenter? He is the world's premier high altitude distance runner. I mean, like he is a freak. Like he's won the Pikes Peak Marathon maybe 10, 15 times. Pikes Peak Marathon is crazy. By the way, the incline of Manitou Springs is actually part of Pikes Peak. Pikes Peak goes up to 14,110 feet, and the Pikes Peak Marathon's 13 miles up, 13.1 miles up, 13.1 miles down. It's the most brutal marathon in the world. And Carpenter wins it every year. And he beats people half his age. Everybody's gunning for Matt Carpenter. But once you get above a certain altitude, nobody beats the guy. He's won these crazy races over the world. There's a Everest Marathon in Tibet. He's won that. He's just a freak above altitude. When you get that guy above 10,000 feet, nobody can touch him. He's like 44, 45, and there's 18, 20, 22-year-old world-class runners trying to beat him. They can't. So Colorado Springs is the home of the Olympic Training Center, and they tested Matt Carpenter. They tested. Here's his Wikipedia entry down here. Check him out, Matt Carpenter's Wikipedia entry. So they checked this guy. They tested him. They gave him a VO2 text, VO2 max. VO2 max. It's the test that finds out how much oxygen your blood can carry. This guy got the highest score ever at the Olympic Center. The highest score ever. VO2 max. And I'm pretty sure he's got the fifth highest VO2 max reading ever recorded in the history of the human race. These are, you know, when you see people with those breathing things on and they're on a treadmill and they're doing these tests, that's what that is. And the guy is a freak. He is a monster. No, he's just gifted. He's an anomaly. He's like he's like Goliath. People have compared him to Lance Armstrong. So anyway, the guy works at an ice cream store. He owns an ice cream store in Manitou Springs. So that was the first time and only time I saw him for a few months. Then in the summer, he's working at his ice cream stand. And my wife says, "Hey, Matt's working. You want to go say hi?" Yeah, I'm going to go say hi to him. He's a god. This is stuff I care about. The world, you know, hardly anybody's heard of the guy except for runners, people who are into that kind of thing. This guy's a god. So, yeah. So I go in there and say, "Hey, Matt, how's it going, man? I'm really impressed by all your wins at the Pikes Peak Marathon and all over the world and Mount Everest." Yeah, he's a very soft-spoken guy. So I got my ice cream, and then I saw he's coming out of the place. I'm going to make a scriptural point here. This is a payoff coming. He comes out of the place with a broom, and he's gonna sweep around the ice cream thing in Manitou Springs, Colorado. I said, I gotta look at this guy's legs. Because I didn't get a good look at him when he was zipping past like a deer, an ibex, a gazelle on the incline. So, I think he holds the record, by the way, for running up the incline. Something crazy. I don't know what it is. 18 minutes of stupid, crazy fast time. It's just insane. You can see what it looked like. I showed you pictures. But if you were even standing at the base of this thing looking up, you'd be like, "What?" Anyway. So I said, "I can't wait to see this guy's legs." So he comes out. I look at his legs. I should have known this. Nothing. The guy doesn't have legs. I mean, he has legs. But my legs look better than his. A lot of people's legs look better than his. They're skinny. They're not very muscular. They're small. I was like, "What?" Of course it hit me. That's just the carriage. That's just the shell. That's just what is housing the machine. It's the engine in this guy that is singular. That's the engine. It's not the exterior, the freaking engine. His body is just housing the engine, the inside of the guy. His heart and lungs are like Goliath. His heart and lungs after he dies, they will be taken out of his body and studied and put in jars. And the jars will be put in museums, and people will come to see it. Here's his heart, and people look at it like Secretariat's heart, like freaking Secretariat. And then I thought of the scripture verse. I thought of the scripture verse then. 2 Corinthians 4:16. I'm going to double check it for you. I'm pretty sure it's 2 Corinthians 4:16 here. Hang on. I don't want to mislead you. 2 Corinthians 4:16. "Wherefore we are not despondent, but even if our outward man is decaying, nevertheless that within us is being renewed day by day." There it is. This is encouragement to all of you. It's not what's outside, it's inside. For for Carpenter, you know, it's his heart and his lungs. But we're not interested in heart and lungs. We're interested in the spirit. We're interested in the spirit of God. And that is what carries us. We may look like crap on the outside. We may be deteriorating, even if our outward man is decaying. That's what Paul says there, decaying. And it is. That within, however, at the same time, is being renewed. Even while, does it say while? Even as? Let me check this out. 4:16, wherefore we are not despondent, but even if our outward man is decaying, which is rhetorical. If it's decaying, it is decaying. Nevertheless, that within is being renewed day by day. Okay, is and is. So this is simultaneous thing. This is happening at the same time. So while you're looking in the mirror, while you're discouraged, because you can hardly get out of bed in the morning, that within you is giant. That within you is a Goliath of faith. That within you, if it could be tested at the Olympic Faith Center, it would be off the scales. But to look at you, you look like an ordinary person. Matt Carpenter looked like an ordinary guy. Ordinary guy. In fact, he looked less than ordinary. He's a slight guy. It's what's inside the guy that you can't see it. But what's inside him is his power. It makes him famous around the world. What's inside? Likewise, the body of Christ. We're not famous around the world, but we're famous among the celestials. They know who we are because the Spirit of God makes its home in us. And we're confident of that, and we know it, and that's what we concentrate on. That's the thing that is getting us through every day. Look at your body. It's not your body. It's not even necessarily your mind or your thinking processes. It is that within, and it's being renewed. This is weird because at the same time your outward man is going down, your inward man is going up. It's being renewed day by day, even as this outward thing is going down day by day. So as you see yourself, I don't want to use this word, but I'll use it. As you see yourself decay, I want you to know that at the same time, your inward man is being renewed at a greater rate, I believe, than you're decaying on the outside. That within. So be encouraged. Today, I'm encouraging myself. I'm listening to myself teach as I want to do so. I am going to help myself too here. If you don't mind, I will selfishly take this message unto myself. I'm the inaugurator of this message, but I'm not the finisher of it. No, that remains for God to finish what he has begun in us, and that he will. And wait till you see the altitudes that we will ascend to. I think it's going to be over 14,000 feet.